Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, July 28th. I hope you're well. Coming up, German Chancellor in Dublin for talks and...
Investigating Gardaí say if you have any information about Deirdre's murder, don't assume they already know it or that it has limited value.
Deirdre Jacobs' dad joins us on the anniversary of her disappearance. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. First up this morning, the Taoiseach will meet the German Chancellor in Dublin today for talks on key European issues during Ireland's EU presidency. Micheál Martin says discussions will focus on the EU's next long-term budget, competitiveness and enlargement. The Taoiseach will also express Ireland's solidarity with the victims of the recent attack on a pride parade in Berlin, saying the EU must never tolerate attacks on human dignity or equality. Hundreds of thousands of homes have been evacuated in France and Spain as wildfires continue to rage, with aerial footage showing vast areas of scorched land, including where buildings once stood. We're told flames edging closer to Bordeaux have been contained, but the situation is highly unpredictable. French President Emmanuel Macron has admitted the coming weeks will be difficult as higher temperatures and strong winds risk fanning the flames further.
It is difficult because we need to see too that we are faced with a never before seen fire. We have a situation today which is the most difficult we have ever measured since the Second World War.
The person of interest in the Jamie Carney murder investigation may be released from custody in Jordan today. He was detained there after leaving Ireland hours after Ms. Carney was killed in her home in Killarney on the 6th of July. A Garda investigation is said to be progressing at pace, with two detective inspectors visiting Jordan last week. Irish Independent Southern correspondent Ralph Regal says authorities in Jordan have to make a decision on his detention in the coming hours.
Under Jordanian law, he can be detained for a period of up to 15 days before there must be a court review of the process. Now, Jordanian law is based on their constitution and on Islamic law. So individuals can be detained on a pre-trial basis for up to 18 months in some cases.
Today marks 28 years since the disappearance of Deirdre Jacob. She was 18 years old when she vanished just outside her home in Newbridge in 1998. News Talk's Ellen Butler has more.
Gardaí and Deirdre's family are renewing their plea for help from the public to piece together what happened to the teenager 28 years ago. Deirdre, who had just completed her first year of college in London, had walked into Newbridge town on the afternoon of Tuesday, the 28th of July 1998, and was last seen near her family home shortly after 3 p.m. The case was upgraded to a murder investigation on the 20th anniversary of her disappearance, meaning more resources could be assigned. A number of searches for both Deirdre and Jojo Dullard, another young woman who disappeared in the 1990s, have taken place on the Kildare-Wicklow border in recent years, the latest ending just earlier this month. Investigating Gardaí say if you have any information about Deirdre's murder, don't assume they already know it or that it has limited value.
7 in 10 parents say social media and screen use is causing tension in their home. A new iReach survey also found 85% support a ban on social media for under-16s, while more than 6 in 10 say they'd feel relieved if they no longer had to police their child's online activity. The research comes as the government considers introducing restrictions if an EU-wide agreement can't be reached. Oisín Byrne from iReach says parental views on a ban vary.
Very, very strong for under 16. When we look at those that have children, let's say between 16 and 18, it does fall down a lot. So only 18% of parents with children over 16 and under 18 would support a ban. So I think it's heavily age orientated. And we see that as well in terms of parents discussing the potential ban with their own children.
Consumer confidence has dipped in July. The latest sentiment survey from the credit union shows many consumers are still worried about managing day-to-day household budgets. The jobs element of the survey has shown the largest deterioration over the past 12 months, with a number of high-profile layoff announcements and fears around AI-related threats to the jobs market. Author of the report, economist Austin Hughes, says a number of factors impacted on sentiment in July.
the government announced the phased removal of the cuts to excise for fuels. Those are going to go back up starting September. That's an issue. And of course, July also saw some consumers start to feel the pressure from higher electricity prices.
In business news, Johnson & Johnson has offered to pay $5.5 billion to resolve lawsuits claiming its baby powder caused ovarian cancer. The deal could end a legal battle with tens of thousands of people, which has dogged the company for a decade. It's replaced talc-based products with ones made from maize starch in recent years, but insists the claims were meritless. In entertainment news and spoiler alert, Love Island has crowned its latest pair of winners. Last night's public vote saw Lorenzo and Julia come out on top after the pair met halfway through the dating programme. They'll also split the 50 grand prize. Cavan and Jasmine finished second. And in sport, there were scenes of pure joy in Castlebar last night as the All-Ireland Senior Football Champions were welcomed home to Mayo. Over 40,000 people packed into McHale Park for a special homecoming event to mark the historic win. Speaking on stage, Captain Jack Coyne paid tribute to the fans.
Just look around here, every corner of McHale Park is filled. Mayo people, just so good to be back home with Sam Maguire! I knew the crowd were going to turn out. Just looking at this, it's absolutely unbelievable. So just thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.